What is your relationship with fear? Does fear paralyze your life? Does fear stop you in your tracks to do those things that you yearn to accomplish? Is fear a roadblock in your life at this present moment? If it is, I want you to listen very, very closely. It's going to be important for you to reframe your view of fear and how you interact with fear. Because you're going to need to overcome fear to unlimit the greater you. It's essential for this to take place. Up to this point, fear has generally been looked at as an enemy in your life, because it holds you prisoner from executing those things that you need to do to be successful. And yes, it is true that fear can be a giant in your life that kills your dreams. But let me say this. Fear is an emotion. And generally, emotions in various circles, such as philosophy and the like, is looked at as inferior to reason. And of course, reason is a priority to utilize in our life on a daily basis. But understand, you are a hybrid being. You have a spiritual aspect to yourself, a soulful aspect, and a physical aspect. That soulful aspect, dealing with your mind, your will, your emotions. Each area of our life is important, and we need to value it. And so emotions, I want you to look at as valuable to your success, not as inferior. Emotion is valuable and not inferior. Your emotions are messengers. They're always communicating to you through feelings. They're always communicating to you through feelings. Those feelings that you have at any given moment are speaking something to you. you're speaking something. You may not know what those emotions are speaking to you, but they're trying to get a message across. They're trying to get a message across to you. Yes, they are. You may be a wife and you have a feeling on the inside of you right this very second that you feel inadequate. You feel insignificant. And if you ask yourself the question, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel this way? Why now? Why do I feel this way? And you ask yourself that question. And then when you ask yourself that question, and you begin to probe yourself, and you just come up with idea after idea. You had an argument with your husband just last night, and you all went back and forth, and your husband began to say things about your cooking. And he said how bad it was. And it was a passing statement made by your husband in the midst of you all's argument. You grew up in a household where the females in the house did the cooking. And you were celebrated by cooking the food for the family. And this is in your mind. So in your mind, cooking is a part of your self-worth because that's how you grew up. For you, cooking is connected with your self-worth because you are providing good tasting food for your family. So for you, that's what cooking represents. For the next person, for the next wife, that may not be the case, but for you, it is. And so when your husband said that to you, it spoke to your core. And so that emotion of inadequacy, that emotion of feeling like you're not worthy, came to you because that was spoken to you by your husband. It was spoken to you by your husband just in passing. Your husband didn't mean to speak to the core of your being, but it was something that was said. He was just speaking of a given meal that you made. But that emotion was communicating with you that this is in you. You never really thought about it before. But that emotion was speaking to you that cooking you perceive cooking as a part of your self-worth. That emotion spoke that to you. But you're not aware of it. It's what you grew up with. But you never really thought about it. It never crossed your mind that this was a part of you and that you really felt this way. You haven't consciously thought about that cooking is, that you view cooking as a part of your self-worth. You never consciously thought about that, ever. But that emotion spoke that to you. That's why you feel that feeling of inadequacy. When your husband spoke that to you, it produced that emotion in you. That emotion spoke that to you. So I bring that up to say this as an example. This goes across the board for everybody. Emotion speaks messages to you. Emotion speaks superficial messages and deep messages to you. Emotion can speak messages to you that go deep to your being, deep within. And they communicate through feelings. But because of how emotions are viewed as inferior, some people dismiss how they feel, or they dismiss how other people feel. So emotion is not received appropriately, therefore not used appropriately. I say all this for the following reason. Fear is an emotion that communicates with you. Fear is an emotion that communicates with you. So overall, when we hear about fear, it's an enemy. It's bad. But let's reframe our thinking right now about fear. Fear is an emotion communicating with you. Let's think about this for a moment. Imagine that you are working within your career at a given organization. You've been with this organization for a while. And there is a new position available. This position would be an emotion. Excuse me. A promotion for you. And the promotion would really enhance your life. But you fear making it known that you want this promotion. With the traditional view of fear, it will just be thought, you're just afraid. Get over it. You're afraid, get over it. That would be the extent of the thought process. But let's reframe. Let's reframe fear. in this example. Ask yourself, why am I fearful for going after this promotion? As you ask yourself this question and you probe, you ask question after question, let your mind give you answers. You think about it, think deeply. Answers are just coming to you, possibilities. You come up with the notion. You're fearful. Fear is speaking to you because you have not properly gone through the necessary steps for this promotion. You haven't gone through the trainings. There are certain trainings that need to be completed to be prepared for this job. You haven't gone through it. Fear is speaking to you through a feeling. You have that feeling because fear is communicating with you that you're not ready yet, because you have not gone through the training. You also have not prepared a proper presentation to go before your boss. So you have that feeling, that fear. You haven't prepared. Overall, you're not prepared. So fear is speaking to you, you're not prepared. That feeling, you're not prepared. So the proper response to this communication that you're having with fear is to go and find out. Go and find out all the trainings that you need to go through. And you work hard to complete those trainings. And once you do that, then thoroughly prepare a presentation for your boss of why you are the person for this promotion. Once you do that, now, fast forwarding, you no longer have the feeling of fear. That feeling is gone. Fear is not communicating with you anymore with that feeling, because you have now fulfilled what was necessary. Now you're confident. You're ready to go. So we can see with this example, fear was an ally to you in that scenario. Not an enemy, it was an ally, warning you that you weren't ready, warning you that you weren't prepared. But then you listened, you got prepared, you had confidence, you went before your boss, you got the promotion. So fear helped you. Fear helped you. This is the process that you want to go through in your relationship with fear. This is the process to unlimit the greater you. Let's go a step further. Let's go a step further here. I want you to write down all of the fears that you have concerning your new identity. All the fears that you have with operating in your new identity, living within your new identity. Write down all the fears that you have. Okay? And I want you to go through the same process that we just went through with the example that I gave. Go through each fear, each one. And you're going to ask yourself, why do I have a fear about this? And you brainstorm with yourself. You can be on your computer and type out all the different things that come to your mind, or you can write it out, whatever it may be. And it's going to come to you. It's going to come to you. And when it comes to you, you go through the same process that we went through with the previous example. And once you get the answers that you need, you respond to those answers by doing the necessary things. To alleviate that feeling, whatever it may be. And you do that for each of the fears that you have to operate in your new identity. And you will open the floodgates for being able to operate in that new identity and unlimit the greater you. More and more and more with each fear that you deal with. And I also want you to write down all the fears for the various areas of your life. And of course, this will take some time. This is a lifestyle that you'll live of doing this. You figure out all the fears that you have for the different areas of your life and go through this same process. And you will continually elevate yourself. You will continually unlimit that greater you. And you will expand more and more and more. Let's go a little bit further with it. As I said before, it is true that fear can paralyze you. As you relate to fear in the traditional way. But you use this new approach and you'll conquer over fear from that standpoint, where fear will no longer be a giant enemy, but it will become an ally for you. An ally. And every time you have a fear, you'll go through the process to find out why you have that feeling. What is fear trying to communicate to you? What is it trying to communicate? And then you deal with it. And also add to this mindset, when you have a fear, you will overcome the fear when you face it, which is what we're talking about now. And then you actually, once you deal with what is being communicated to you, you now do the very thing that you feared. You will expand. You will grow bigger and better. fear will no longer stymie you. You'll be a force to be reckoned with this new mindset concerning fear. Act on it now, so you can unlimit the greater you.